My name is Erica Talia McCarthy, and I use gratitude as a cornerstone for attracting everything I want in my life. I am here to show you how to reduce stress, create great habits, and develop a winning mindset that will allow you to create the life of your dreams by planting gratitude seeds and watching your gratitude garden grow. Come on my journey with me as I share what has worked and what has not worked in my life. Let's manifest, change our mindsets, and make this world a better place together. Welcome to the Gratitude First Garden. I am so happy you are here. Hey God, it's me. God, you know what I'm about to say. You know the past few weeks has been absolutely crazy, like cray for me, God. I feel like my whole life is just one huge chaotic mess. Like, God, all I can do is laugh. Like, all I can do is laugh to keep from crying. What is going on? Why am I just like dealing with all of this chaos and all of this madness when all I am seeking is peace? It's like everything around me is falling apart. And if it's not one thing, it's another. Oh, God, I really just want to breathe. Can you please help me to manage the chaos that is going on in my life? I really need some guidance here. Thank you so much. Amen.
Erica, you must find clarity in the chaos.
I'm from the east side of America, where we choose pride over character. Now we pick sides, but this is us, this is us. This is, I live on the west side of America, where the spin lies into fairy dust. And we pick sides, but this is us, this is us, this is. And don't believe the narcissism, when everyone projects and expects you to listen to them. Make no mistake, I live in a prison, that I build myself, it is my religion. And they say that I am a sick boy, easy to say when they don't take the risk.
Hello, my Gratitude First Gardeners. Let us take a moment to close our eyes and take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And show a bit of gratitude today. What are you grateful for? Who are you grateful for? We have so much to be thankful for, and I know life gets busy. I know we are running like the Energizer Bunny. I know that sometimes we feel like we don't even have a moment to just woosah and take a deep breath and just catch our breath and gather our thoughts. But let us like set the intention that no matter how busy life gets, we always take a moment to just breathe and be here now, be in the moment, and show a bit of gratitude. So right now we are intentionally gonna be in the moment, and we're gonna show some gratitude today. So I want us to name five things or five people or whatever it is, big or small. It doesn't matter if you're grateful for the apple you just ate or if you're grateful because you just won some contest. It doesn't matter how big or small. I want you to just show gratitude. Let's think of five things right now. Let's be present, let's be in the moment, and let's show gratitude now. Okay, very good, my gratitude first gardeners. Let us take a deep breath in and a deep breath out and open our eyes, and we'll start the show after this short.
I'm from the east side of America, where we choose pride over character, and we pick sides, but this is us. This is us, this is. I live on the west side of America, where the spin lies into fairy dust, and we pick sides, but this is us. This is us, this is. And don't believe the narcissism when everyone projects and expects you to listen to them. Make no mistake, I live in a prison that I build myself, it is my religion. And they say that I am a sheep boy, easy to say when they don't take the risk, boy. Welcome to the narcissism, we're united under our indifference. And I'm from the east side of America, where the distance to the towers are hysteria. And we have big sides, but this is us, this is us, this is.
Hello, my gratitude first gardeners. I hope you are having an amazing week, an amazing day, an amazing month. I think I said that backwards, you guys, but it's okay. We're just gonna flow. I hope you are doing so well, my loves. And you know, I want to know how you're doing. So come and connect with me online on Instagram at Gratitude First. That is Gratitude1ST. You can also email me at hello@gratitudefirst.com, or you can come and find me on YouTube. I've been a little MIA from YouTube, you guys, but I'm going to get back on. I'm feeling really artsy. So I'm going to post something artsy, something creative on YouTube, my love. So come and check me out on YouTube at Gratitude First, Gratitude1ST. Let's do an art project together. Let's do something artsy and fun and creative together, because I think sometimes we just need to like let our mind, we have so much that we're thinking about throughout the day, whether it's your business or work or your kids or your spouse or your significant other or just all of the other stuff that pops up throughout the day that you are totally not expecting. And sometimes we just need to mindlessly do something, right? Like, it's fun to binge watch Netflix. You know, I love taking walks out in nature as well. But I also found that just doing something really fun and creative just like gets me in the zone, helps me to relax. It de-stresses me. Is de-stress even a word? I don't know, but we're gonna make it a word today. It de-stresses me. That doesn't sound right. I don't think that's a word, but we're gonna flow with it. Yeah, you guys. So let's, yes. If you are in just Energizer Bunny, go, 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 go mode right now. I want you to just breathe. And I want you to find something that's going to relax you, something mindless that you can do that's going to take your mind off of things. Sometimes, you guys, all we need is 5 or 10 minutes of like a break. And it's like the best recharge in the world, right? I've been doing this night routine, you guys. It's so good. I love it. Oh my God. It really helps me to relax. And like somebody actually suggested that I start doing a nighttime routine because my mind is always just like on 100. I'm like, does my mind tank ever get on E? Does it ever get on empty? Why am I always driving at like 100 in my mind, you know? So, you know, besides like my morning routine, which allows me to breathe and start my day off right and like really connect spiritually and ground myself and all of that good stuff, I've really been serious about my nighttime routine now as well. And that's, you know, just a little bit more like pampering and like, you know, self-care, right? Whereas my morning routine is like me connecting spiritually and me making sure I start my day off right. So my nighttime routine now is, you know, doing yoga, making myself a cup of really warm tea. Right now, my favorite tea has been like apple spice tea, which is so good. And I put like honey in it. I put some oat milk in it and I put some cinnamon. Oh my God, you guys, it's so good. So I do that after I do yoga. I watch Yoga with Adrienne. I love that. Check out her YouTube channel, you guys. She is so good. So I do Yoga with Adrienne on YouTube. Then I like wind down with a cup of tea. I take a warm bath with, you know, all the bubbles and everything like that. And it just, oh God, you guys, it has made such a difference since I started doing that. So if you do not have a morning routine, and even if you're not spiritual, it's okay. Just do something in the morning, like whether it's exercise, whether it's going for a walk, whether it's reading a book, whether it's just staring out the window at nothing, like do something that's just for you, right? Before you get the kids up, before you have to make breakfast for your family, before you go to work or sit down at your computer and log in, right? Before you have that client call, before you start answering those emails, like it's so important to have that time in the morning that's just for you, you guys. If you find yourself stressed and constantly on edge throughout the day, I guarantee you that a solid morning routine will change your life, even if it's just for 5 minutes, you guys. I look forward to getting up early in the morning. Like it depends on what time I go to sleep, but usually somewhere between 5 and 6 a.m., you know, I'll get up and I'll do my morning practice. And it, like, I can seriously tell the difference in my day if I am rushing and I sleep in and I don't do it versus when I do it. I can, like, it's like night and day. I can really tell the difference. So if you guys are just go, 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 you're constantly stressed, things are getting under your skin, I highly recommend a morning routine. And then at night, find something really that's just a lot about self-care, you guys, whether that's painting a picture, whether it's drawing, whether it's listening to classical music. That's something me and my son do as well at night. Like I'll read him a story, we'll listen to some classical music, and that's like his nighttime routine. And then I just told you mine lately has been the whole tea and yoga and a bubble bath. It makes a huge difference, my love. So that's my public service announcement about morning and nighttime routines. Guys, but the reason why I got into that spiel is because my life, oh my goodness, you guys, this weekend, I had horrible time management skills. I had horrible time management skills this weekend. Oh my God. I'm so sorry, you guys. You know, I love to put this podcast out sometime throughout the weekend, whether it's between Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. I love to put it out. And I know it's Monday and I'm just putting it out. I'm so sorry. I bit off way more than I can chew this weekend, you guys. You know how you get the apple and you take a bite and you don't realize how big of a bite you've taken, but you can't spit the apple out because that's just gross. So you just have to keep chewing on that big chunk of apple. That's exactly what happened this weekend. I took on too much, you guys. I took on too many projects. I was like trying to be superwoman, which my mom warns me about. I just take on and I do this and I do that and I do that and I take on a lot, even though it was fun. Like the stuff that I did was a lot of fun, but still it's like, Erica, just, you know, you don't have to do all those projects today. You don't have to finish, you know, that thing today, right? Once I get my mind on something and I start, I don't want to stop until it's done. So I just took on way too much this weekend, you guys. And I didn't have time to record my podcast. I didn't have time to connect with you. And that made me really sad. But here we are together at last. Don't bite a big chunk of the apple, you guys. Take small, manageable bites of the apple. And don't be like me with horrible time management skills. Okay, my love. So we are going to jump into this episode and we are going to chat about clarity, finding clarity in the chaos, finding clarity in the chaos. So what does that mean, Erica? Well, right along the lines of our lives being hectic and chaotic and things like that, I actually want you to sort of embrace the chaos, right? And it doesn't mean that you don't do anything about it and you just like, you know, like let your life run out of control. But what I have found lately, you guys, is in the chaos, I have been finding my clarity lately. And here's what I mean by that, right? So let's say you're starting a new project or a new business venture, right? And you're really, you know, you have some knowledge in it, but you're really not as well-versed as you would like to be, right? You don't have, you know, you feel like you need more training or more knowledge or more experience and all of that good stuff. But let's say you're just thrown into this thing, this project, this business venture, right? Guys, a lot of times what we try to do is we try to find all of the answers before we really get into deep, right? So we'll dig and we'll see, like, you know, what type of email subject lines will get the most responses. Or when this person calls me back after I've reached out to them, you know, what exactly should I say, you know, to whatever you're doing, sell my product or sell my service or whatever, right? We try to have all of the answers, right? What should I say on that YouTube video to get more people to like my video? What type of Instagram post should I post to get more buyers to be, you know, to get interested in my product? And, you know, instead of embracing the chaos and saying, you know what, this is fun, I'm going to have fun. I don't know all the answers. I don't have, you know, all of the puzzle pieces together, but I'm going to have fun and I'm going to embrace the chaos because I know that if I just get started, eventually the answers will come. And that is that's exactly the space that I have been in lately, you guys. Like, I started something, it was intimidating. It was really, really intimidating because I'm one of those people that's like, if I, you know, I want to have, you know, so much experience in this thing. I want to, you know, really feel comfortable, right? I think that's the better phrase. I want to feel comfortable with whatever it is that I'm doing or launching or whatever new venture I'm starting. And this thing that I started made me super uncomfortable. But after a series of events, I got a very clear message that God wanted me to go in this direction, right? And it was very scary because it wasn't my plan. And isn't that what happened, you guys? Like, sometimes our plan isn't God's plan. And we're trying to do things our way. And we're trying to go down one path where God is like, no, you know, this is the path that you're supposed to go down. And I know that it's scary, but you're going to have the tools and the people and the resources. And as you go, as you just get started without all of the answers, you know, as you just, you know, enjoy the process and enjoy the journey, you're going to eventually get better and better and better. And you're going to find the answers that you seek. And I have really come, you know, the past, you know, little while, you guys, I've really started to understand that phrase of when they say, you know, God doesn't call the qualified, God qualifies the called, right? And so what that means is that although you don't have all of the answers, although you may not have as much knowledge as you think you need to have, or as much training, or, you know, as much coaching, or you haven't taken as many courses, if that's the path that you're called to go down by the Creator, by Spirit, then you're going to be blessed. They're going to bless you regardless because that's your path, right? If that's your path, they're not going to allow you to fail as long as you travel down the path and you take the steps. So it's scary. It's chaotic because you may feel like you have no idea what you're doing. But if you just start and if you just go, you're going to eventually find your clarity in the chaos. And that's exactly what has been happening. Like, although I don't have as much knowledge or as much experience in this thing, I definitely have experience, but it's such an intimidating thing and project to me that it's one of those things that it's like, oh my God, I feel like I have to have more experience and more, you know, although I have experience. And a lot of people looking from the outside in may say, Erica, what are you talking about? You know exactly what you're doing. But to me, it's such a big, huge undertaking that it's just like, oh my God, it's like one of those things, like, am I ready for this, right? It's sort of the equivalent of, like, you know, maybe you've been working on your YouTube channel for a year, right? And it's been slowly growing. And you're like, yeah, you know, this is a nice little pace. I'm getting, you know, 30 subscribers here, 50 subscribers there. It's just been slowly churning and slowly growing your YouTube channel for a year. And then one day you wake up and one of your videos has gone viral, right? And so although you have experience in YouTube, you've been doing this for a year, you know what content your audience likes. You've been very good with responding to your comments and loving up on your audience. You know how to shoot a video. You know how to make it entertaining. You know how to edit a video, right? If you don't have an outside editor, you know all of the ins and outs of YouTube, right? But you only know it from the aspect of, like, having, you know, 50 new subscribers every 2 weeks or 30 new subscribers a week. You don't know it from the aspect of gaining 200,000 subscribers in a couple of weeks, right? You don't know it from the aspect of your video going viral. And that's the boat that I'm in, right? It's kind of, in my video didn't go viral, but it will. I'm going to claim that. One of them will. But it's the boat that I'm in, you guys. I'm just using it as sort of a metaphor. It's kind of like I know this thing from the aspect of, you know, slowly going along, churning. You know, this is a comfortable pace. This is a nice pace. But then all of a sudden, when God and Spirit open the floodgates for you, and it's like, oh, whoa, you know, I don't know it from the aspect of the floodgates being open. So now how do I handle, you know, all of these people watching my video? How do I handle all of the comments that I'm now getting on my video when I was used to only having to respond to, you know, 3 or 4 comments a day? Now I'm getting 50 to 100 comments a day. How do I handle this? How do I handle people now, you know, buying my product on a massive scale when, you know, I used to only get 5 sales a week or every 2 weeks or something like that, right? So it's sort of that kind of situation, you guys. And it's scary because it's like, oh my God, you know, I feel like I don't, you know, have as much knowledge as I need to have. But at the same time, I have enough trust in God and I have enough trust in my spiritual dream team to know that they wouldn't have brought me down this path if it wasn't my path, right? If they wouldn't have, you know, opened the floodgates, so to speak, if the floodgates weren't supposed to be open, if I wasn't ready for it, right? And it's sort of like you just trust and you hold on and you just ride with it. And you know that you're going to make mistakes. You know there's going to be oops moments. And you just accept that and you expect it, right? I've been learning to let go of all perfection with this thing. And like, and owning up to the fact that I know that I'm going to make mistakes. And when I do make those mistakes, whoever I need to apologize to or whoever I need to say, you know what, I did this the wrong way, I'm so sorry, I'm going to learn it and I'm going to fix it, right? Whoever I need to say that to along the way, like, I've been learning that it's okay, Erica, it's okay to not have all the pieces, because as you go along, you're going to find clarity in the chaos, right? You can't learn to walk, you guys, before you can't learn to walk unless you try, right? And so when you're a child and you're learning to walk, it's really scary. And it's like, man, I've never used my legs in this way before. You know, now I have to learn how to pull myself up on the couch. Now I have to learn how to stand steady on my legs when, you know, before my legs were only used for crawling. I only knew my legs in one sort of aspect or one sort of way. And now I have to use my legs for this whole new function, and it's scary, but I won't learn how to do it unless I try, right? So I want to encourage you to try today, right? If you have some big, scary project or big, scary thing that you are thinking about undertaking, even if you just take small little teeny weensy eensy beensy bites out of that apple, I want you to just at least bite the apple, right? It doesn't have to be a big chunk, right? Just take little small steps to whatever it is that you're being called to do. And I think we stop ourselves from pursuing certain things that our heart desires and that we know, you know, Spirit and God are calling us to do, because we're scared and we don't think that we have what it takes. And you know, God is like, you have what it takes. You just have to trust. And as you go along, you're going to find your clarity. You're going to find your answers. We wouldn't have put you on this path if you couldn't do it. And that's one thing I have to tell myself every day. I wouldn't be on this path if I couldn't do it. If God didn't want me on this path, I wouldn't be on this path, right? And so whatever it is, you guys, that you are thinking about doing right now, that's really, really scary, even if it's totally different from the path that you originally were walking down, I want to encourage you to just do something, one thing today, 5 minutes, take 5 minutes to immerse yourself in that new path, whether it's, you know, buying some sort of video or some sort of training that tells you more, whether it's, you know, reaching out and DMing someone who's in that same field and introducing yourself and networking, right? Whatever it is, just take 5 minutes to explore that new path today and make it a habit to slowly but surely immerse yourself so that you can start to find clarity, even though there's chaos and it's foggy and you feel like you have no idea what you're doing. But you just, sometimes you guys, with these big scary undertakings, it's all about faith and it's all about trust and it's all about just saying, like, God, you would not have put me down this path if it wasn't my path, right? And although it's scary, I'm just going to hold on and trust. And you guys, what I'm finding is that when you're on your path, like, so many amazing things will start to happen for you. And you're like, man, I've been trying to get that thing to happen forever, right? Let's go back to the YouTube video. You could have been making content for the past 2 years. And like I said, your YouTube channel was growing slowly, slowly, slowly. But you're like, but, you know, I feel like it should have been growing a little bit more. And not to say that, you know, everything takes work, you guys. So not to say to expect things quickly. But, you know, when you've been putting in the work and you're like, man, I just feel like this isn't growing the way that it really should. I know I'm putting in the work. I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to do on my end. But something's off here. You can tell when something's off. And maybe you make that one video about something totally different, something totally, you know, not what you usually make your YouTube videos about. And that's the one video that goes viral, right? That's God and your spiritual dream team showing you, this is what you need to be making more content about. This is your path, right? You know, this is what along the path of what you were created for, what you are here to do. And I found that when you're truly on your path, like, not to say that everything is going to come easily to you, because it's still, oftentimes it's still work, but you'll have so many miraculous things that start to happen, like viral videos, or people will just reach out to you and say, hey, I'm going to pay you X amount of money to coach me, right? And it's way above your normal coaching fees, right? You'll start to get more and more donations from people, right? So when you're on your path, you guys, your path will be blessed when you're heading down the path that you're supposed to head down. And that's, you know, one thing that I'm really, really learning and God is really teaching me right now is that, you know, although it's work, although you still, you know, have to, you know, put in the time and the effort and the work, and although it's scary and you go to bed at night like wondering, man, can I really do this? God will show you time and time and time again, like, I'm going to bless you. You know, you'll wake up the next day and you'll have some amazing donation from a total stranger. And you're like, whoa, you know, and it's because you're now aligned with your path. So I want you guys, whatever is in your heart, the big scary thing that you're not sure that you can do, I want you to really, really, really just give it. Start to slowly build it and give it 5 minutes of your time. And just trust the process, you guys. Pray about it, meditate on it, pull some cards about it, whatever your spiritual practice is. And if you have no idea what you're supposed to be doing right now, just throw spaghetti on the walls, throw paint on the wall, and try a bunch of different things and see what sticks. Like, seriously, if you're like, Erica, I literally have no idea what my path is, what I'm here for, what I'm supposed to be doing with my life, just find different things. Try writing, try, you know, singing, try dancing, try painting, try creating that course, try starting that Etsy shop, try, you know, putting yourself on YouTube, try a bunch of different things, you guys. See what feels good to you, see what feels aligned to you, and see what sticks, right? See what starts to get some traction, but also feels really good and really aligned. And, you know, where you have those aha light bulb moments, right? You'll always, you know, when you're on your path, you can feel it. Even though it's scary, you can still feel like, okay, you know, I feel more in alignment now, right? So that is my spiel, you guys, about finding clarity in the chaos. Just trust the process and take a little bitsy bite of that apple. And just trust, right? Just trust the chaos, because eventually you will find clarity and you'll find the answers you need. Okay, my loves, that is the episode for today. I love you so much. And I hope you have an amazing week. Thank you so much for listening to the Gratitude First podcast. You can listen to any other podcast in the world. And I am so grateful for you for spending time with me today. So I love you. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
I'm from the east side of America, where we choose pride over character. And we pick sides, but this is us. This is us. This is, I live on the west side of America, where the spin lies into fairy dust. And we pick sides, but this is us, this is us, this is. And don't believe the narcissism, when everyone projects and expects you to listen to them. Make no mistake, I live in a prison, that I build myself, it is my religion. And they say that I am a sheep boy, easy to say when they don't take the risk. We're united under our indifference. And I'm from the east side of America, where the difference between sides are hysteria. And we have big sides, but this is us. This is us. This is.
Thank you for tuning into the Gratitude First podcast. Remember to subscribe for more positive episodes that plant seeds of goodness. Let's be friends on social. Come say hi to me on Instagram at Gratitude First. If you resonated with this episode, please leave a comment and spread the word about the podcast by telling everyone you know. I love you, stay blessed, and manifest those dreams. Have a magnificent day, Gratitude Gardeners.